years. So far, that is a no. The policy for extreme weather requires that 3 consecutive days with overnight lows below 32 degrees or 3 nights with extreme rain or weather events. While it will be chilly Thursday and Friday mornings, neither of those conditions will be met, so no warming centers or additional shelters will open across Sonoma County. Then, a new California law that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places was once again blocked from taking effect Saturday, as a court case challenging it continues. Saturday's decision keeps in place a December 20th ruling by U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney blocking the law. He said that it violates the Second Amendment and that gun rights groups would prevail in proving it unconstitutional. The law, signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in 26 types of places, including public parks and playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. Rudolph Williams says he was home in Harvey, Illinois, about 30 miles south of Chicago, when he realized the doors and windows to his courtyard-style apartment had been boarded up with plywood, locking him inside.
Open the door, and here's this big piece of plywood right there.
The 73-year-old had his ordeal chronicled on video by his nephew, and it shows crews boarding up the building, even as they were being told that there are still people inside. City officials, residents, property owners, and the property management company have conflicting accounts about what happened on Friday at the 30-unit complex. What is known is the building was in total disrepair, with collapsed stairways, garbage, broken furniture, and no heat. The owners had previously been cited about conditions and warned to make changes. The moon landing attempt by a private U.S. company we told you about yesterday now appears to be doomed because of a fuel leak on the spacecraft. Astrobiotic Technology managed to orient their lander towards the sun on Monday, so its solar panels can capture sunlight and charge its onboard battery. The propulsion system problem was reported a few hours after a successful liftoff from Florida and means they most likely will not have enough fuel to attempt a successful landing. However, a second lander from the Houston company is due to launch next month. Donald Trump is set to return for the first time in months to the federal courthouse in Washington as an appeals court hears arguments on whether the former president is immune from prosecution. The outcome of today's arguments carries enormous ramifications, both for the landmark criminal case against Trump and for the broader and legally untested question of whether an ex-president can be prosecuted for acts committed in the White House. Elon Musk's reported drug use at Tesla has board members facing a familiar quandary, having to decide what, if anything, to do about the chief executive subjecting directors and shareholders alike to great financial and legal risk. A Wall Street Journal article said Musk had used LSD, cocaine, ecstasy, and psychedelic mushrooms at private parties and has a history with ketamine. Musk says at NASA's request, he has submitted to 3 years of random drug tests and has never tested positive. 703 at KZST, we need to update you on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say good morning to CHP Officer David DeReddy. Hello there, David. How are the roads?
Good morning, Brent. A rainy morning this morning, but we're looking good. No crashes, no incidents. We are seeing a slowdown southbound 101 out of Petaluma, Lakeville Highway down to San Antonio Road for those heading into Marin County. Please drive safe. Make sure you're buckled up. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David DeReddy on KZST.
Feeling stressed? Got sore muscles? I've got just the solution for you. Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the store manager at Johnson Pool & Spa, Sonoma County's backyard oasis experts since 1988. You haven't experienced stress relief until you've sunken into the perfect hot tub, and who better to offer you that experience than the brand who started it all back in 1956, Jacuzzi. On top of inventing a whole new industry, Jacuzzi's innovative smart tub system allows you to control your spa from anywhere with just your phone. Experience fitness recovery, lower blood pressure, better sleep, and more. Take a wet test, get a spa discount, and relax. Get a quote for Jacuzzi hot tubs, swim spas, patio furniture, fire pits, and custom pool design. We want to help you enhance your life with relaxation and fun. If you have any questions about your existing equipment, we also service and repair hot tubs and pools. Visit our Windsor and Larkfield showrooms today. Johnson Pool and Spa, your source for relaxation and fun. We can't wait to meet you.
Hello, we're Partnership Health Plan of California. We've been around for over 25 years, partnering with local doctors, your neighbors, maybe even you. Partnership is who we are. We're your partner in checkups,
in telehealth,
in cancer screenings,
in prenatal care,
in healthy families.
We're your partner in Medi-Cal.
We're your partner in health. Visit us at partnershiphp.org.
From the community calendar, Windsor Wheels provides free rides for local homebound seniors. Volunteers drive seniors to their medical, social, and recreational appointments. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports,
I can now sit at the big person's table in the family. They won't keep me over there on the little table anymore. My dad, Jack Harbaugh, won a national championship, and my brother won a Super Bowl.
Well, that is Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh speaking about his team winning its first college football championship since 1997, beating Washington last night 34-13. And after 27 years, Tiger Woods and Nike have parted ways, ending their partnership that started in 1996. Your forecast. We've got some light rain moving through this morning, but a little clearing for the afternoon. We'll pick up about a tenth of an inch or so out of the system. Highs in the 50s, wind a little gusty at times this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds. There's another chance of showers. Overnight lows 30s and 40s. Tomorrow, do expect showers with low 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. If sitting in a theater for 3.5 hours to see Killers of the Flower Moon is not appealing, well, you can watch from your own couch starting on Friday. Martin Scorsese's film will stream on Apple TV+. The movie was a partnership between Apple and Paramount Pictures. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen. KZSD.
Takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. I'm invincible.
It is 7:10, 51 drizzly degrees in Santa Rosa. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
Alrighty, top entertainment news out of Hollywood. First off, a local twist with the release of the hot musical acts for Bottle Rock, the Music, Wine, Craft Beer, and Food Festival in Napa. Some big names will be hitting the stages at the Napa Expo: Ed Sheeran, Stevie Nicks, Pearl Jam, Megan Thee Stallion, Bebe Rexha, and so many more. 75 acts in total. Bottle Rock takes place May 24th through the 26th. Tickets go on sale starting today. Next, Duchess Meghan isn't taking part in the Suits group chats these days. Some of the show's cast members presented at the Golden Globes put together an impromptu reunion, but no Meghan Markle to be found, though she wasn't at the award show. Reports say the cast of Suits, the actors, don't keep in touch with the Duchess of Sussex because they don't have her cell phone number. And finally, speaking of the Golden Globes, the moment of all moments at the award show was Gillian Anderson's dress. The sex education actress wore a gown featuring embroidered female body parts. Yep, all over the dress. It was a strapless ivory one, custom designed by Gabriella Hearst. The look was fitting for the actress who portrays a sex therapist on the show Sex Education. And that's the Daily Dish on KZST. Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to check traffic with CHP Officer David Duretti in our Rona Park studio. Good morning. How are those roads?
Good morning, Debbie. It's been a wet and rainy morning, but we're doing well out there. No crashes or incidents to report on. And our only slowdown, southbound 101 out of Petaluma. Those heading into Marin County, it's going to be slow. Lakeville Highway down to San Antonio Road. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
After 7 o'clock, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning, Sonoma County. Cloudy skies and rainy. Look for temperatures in the mid-50s around wine country. In other words, not much warmer than right now.
Stock up with savings at your neighborhood Raley's and Knob Hill. This week, our Something Extra members get an exclusive digital offer on Raley's fresh, boneless, skinless chicken breasts raised with no antibiotics ever. They're just $1.97 a pound. Limit two packages when you clip your digital offer online or in the Raley's app. And start your year with savings on fresh and nutritious produce like Hass avocados. On sale for five for just $5. Savings you can count on in-store, online, or on the app. Only at Raley's and Knob Hill.
In California, we're on a journey to make energy cleaner, safer, and more reliable. At PG&E, our goal is to get there without leaving any family behind. We're undergrounding lines because it's safer and more affordable in the long run. We're helping our customers lower costs by choosing the right energy plan. and taking control of their bills with predictable budget billing. As your hometown utility, we won't stop until we deliver the safe, reliable, renewable, and affordable energy you deserve.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. The response to our year-end clearance has been so great that we're extending the sale for another week. You now have until January 16th to get up to 50% off store-wide, interest-free financing for 18 months, and no sales tax at all. So get the floor of your dreams today and pay no interest until 2025. Is it too late to say Happy New Year? Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
KZST.
If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was, did the heartbreak change me, maybe, but look at where I ended up, I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary, I'm not where you show up, don't come out, don't start caring about me now, walk away, you know how, don't start caring about me now, aren't you the guy who tried to hurt me with the word goodbye, though it took some time to survive you, I'm better off.
Is 724, 51 rainy degrees on your Tuesday, and up next.
From the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's funniest social media post of the hour.
All I want is a two-income household and to live alone.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellite. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do. La la, love me like you do. Love me like you do. La la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do. Ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for?
morning, Sonoma County. It is Tuesday, January 9th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:28. I'm Brent Allen. Some light rain falling out there this morning. We are currently sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. So far, the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft for inspections has not impacted flights at the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport. While Alaska Airlines does fly 737s in and out of the airport, it does not currently use that version at our airport. There have been flight cancellations at SFO and San Jose due to the FAA requiring additional inspections before allowing the aircraft back in the sky. Authorities say an explosion at a historic Texas hotel in Fort Worth on Monday injured 21 people and trapped some in the basement before they were found by rescue crews. One person was in critical condition. Officials believe it was some kind of gas explosion at the 20-story Sandman Signature Hotel that was under construction, and some reported smelling gas before that explosion. For those that visit Nick's Cove and Marshall, you will notice something missing on your next visit. The boat shack at the end of the pier was destroyed by fire on Sunday. The shack housed memorabilia, knickknacks, Christmas decor, even a piano. It was a popular destination and hangout along the coast. The owners say they do eventually plan to rebuild at some point in the future. Governor Gavin Newsom has set mid-March as a special election date to fill the U.S. House seat vacated by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. In a statement, Newsom set March 19th primary date for the 20th Congress.